When looking for a new game, your mind might instantly wander to Pathfinder. It's a logical step after D&D, right? The other big bad that everyone knows about? In fact, my first ever game was Pathfinder, what feels like ages ago. All I remember is being a bunny who couldn't hop her way out of a wet paper bag. Good times. Bad dice rolls. So I asked my DM friend his opinions on the subject. Evidently, the first thing to wonder is, what's the difference between Pathfinder and D&D?
We're looking at ruffles and feathers here, but not that much. Pathfinder and D&D are, particularly with Pathfinder 1, almost literally the same thing with different art. When D&D switched to 4th edition, lots of people got upset. A lot of people got upset. Not necessarily because D&D came out with a new edition, though that also happened, but because 4th edition said all of your old books don't work.
You can understand how that would be frustrating for most people. So they took their beloved 3rd edition, spruced it up with some changes they wanted, and voila, Pathfinder 1st edition. That is Pathfinder 1st edition, by the way.
Pathfinder 2 is notably different from Pathfinder 1, and therefore is notably different from D&D 3rd. But I still argue it's all D20 systems are basically the same thing.
But is Pathfinder any good for new players? Let's see his opinion on the matter.
How easy would you say it is to jump into Pathfinder as beginner players?
Well, I would not recommend it. Pathfinder asks a lot from the player. That the character sheet is too long. Pathfinder 1 has this unhealthy mathematical setup where it is very possible for you to build a character at level 1 who is good at the thing you want to be good at. Say you make a fighter. It'll be good at hitting things at level 1. Who will not be good at hitting things at level 20. Because the math will slowly wane off of your side of the table and into the bad guys, particularly if your host is making sure to make things mechanically balanced.
Which, of course, you should be doing as a host. So that causes quite the conundrum. Speaking of hosts, here's some advice for them, too.
Don't plan. Not that much, anyway. Plan only one session at a time. I know that sounds risky. It's not. What it is trusting. Your players will do something in the session you're about to sit down to that they get invested in. They do it literally every time. Then just roll with the one session you have. That's it. Players can't fall off railroad tracks that don't exist. Just trust them to be ridiculous and awesome. They will be. I give everybody the same advice here. There are three core beliefs that I do this by. When you extend trust to people and give them room to be incredible, they're, I know, much more likely to be incredible. The people you play with are almost infinitely more relevant to the quality of the experience than the book is. And your friends are just plain better at this than rules are, all the time. Humans are naturally creative creatures, even if a lot of society has kind of pressed down on us to make us believe that's not true. But literally every invention we have ever had, we got from either boredom or necessity. So just don't prep ahead of time. Obviously, what to prep and what not to prep is a whole other conversation that I don't know if we have time for. But don't over-prep. It's not a good idea. A bunch of it will go to waste. You'll feel pressured to make sure it doesn't go to waste because you made it. And you want to use the thing you made. Of course you do. And next thing you know, the encounters will feel kind of weird. Players care like half as much as you think they do. Maybe less. Because they know you have the hard job. And that goes probably more for any player who's ever been in the host chair. Don't stress it. Just, you know, come and roll some dice.
And in the end, that's what it really comes down to. People having fun and playing a game together. It doesn't really matter what game you're playing, as long as you're together and having fun.
Do you have a game that you would suggest for new players?
Oh, yeah. XDM is great. Risses is great. Index Card RPG is great. Ethan Reynolds is a lady on Twitter. She makes one-page systems. They're all fantastic. Not because D&D is objectively bad, but specifically for the new player going, how do I do this? It's a new activity. Do I like it? I don't know. Here's a 50-page, 300-page book, a $50, 300-page book. I want you to try and absorb as much of that as you can. Mm-hmm. And if you like it even a little bit, I'm going to encourage you to buy these other $50 books. And next thing you know, you'll be up to your armpits in money spent. You'll also need dice, and you'll probably want minis. And now you've spent a small fortune. If you bought all of the main books, for 5th edition. Not like supplemental adventures, just books that have ration character classes.
Oh, yeah. No, we have an entire shelf of them.
And I assume you paid full price for them. You paid $650.
Yikes.
And if somebody in the crowd is like, well, yeah, but there's a new player, they wouldn't buy all that stuff. Yes, they would. I run into that guy on the internet all the time. He's like, I bought these 8 books and some dice. Can I play D&D now? The first time I legitimately thought he was kidding. But you run into people like that all the time. Yes, they would.
But if your heart is set on Pathfinder, here's some options.
From the money side, use the SRD. The System Reference Document is an online database that doesn't cost any money, that will get you almost like 80, 90%, almost everything Pathfinder has to offer from a mechanical point of view, and you don't have to pay for it. It won't be as pretty, the formatting's not quite as good, and there's no art. But if you can live with that, and for a new player, I would totally recommend it. You can learn everything you need to know. And you don't need dice either. Online die rollers exist. Punch in die roller into Google, you'll get a surprisingly robust thing right there on the web search. You do not need to spend any money at all to play D&D or anything like it. And I do not recommend that you do so before you play it. So if there were a player who was trying to get to the table for the first time, I would stress you don't spend money, because if you don't like it and then you spend money, you'll like it even less, right? That'll color your expectation. Don't stress, right? Like, if you've seen Critical Role or other things like that, there's lots of podcasts now that have professional actors. It's not going to be like that. It's not. You're not going to hear a bunch of people in voice and doing that kind of thing. But it will be like that for the fun if you're at the right group. And you'll know, like, 10 minutes in. Particularly if that group is already, like, if you're joining an already established group, there'll be an energy there. If you don't like it, don't play. Seriously, like, there are a million D&D groups every day. If it doesn't feel like it's fun, it's not. You shouldn't have to rationalize fun into your brain. Don't do it. A great D&D table feels like everybody's friends, and you're all kind of, I don't know, you're just telling the story together. You don't need money for that. And if it doesn't feel like it's a good time, it isn't, and it should.
It's always all about having fun. So we found out that Pathfinder may not be the best place to start, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't play it. Just keep in mind, maybe don't spend too much money on it if you're just beginning. Until next time!